Well, good morning, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Of course, I'm excited about being here with you today, always every Wednesday, right here at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Always a pleasure. I look forward to it every week. I hope you had a fantastic Memorial weekend. Mine was absolutely amazing. I just want to go on a prayer real quick before we go on to the show, because we have an awesome show. Easy breezy, fun laughs, ministerial minute. We got Pastor Jay Moss going to be joining us, and comedian, my co-host Gina G is going to be joining us as well. All right. So, Father, we just thank you and bless your holy name. You are so worthy, God. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. We can't thank you enough, Lord God, that you are El Shaddai, the God that is more than enough, the only true and living God. You are just mighty and majestic in every way, holy and righteous. And we love you, Father, for all that you do, all that you are, and all that you continue to be. Father, you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And we thank you so much, Lord God, for giving us resurrection power, a new opportunity, Lord God, to just seek your face, Lord God, and be obedient, Lord God, to your will. We just give you all the praise, honor, and glory. May every listener be blessed today and encouraged and enlightened and elevated in you, in Jesus' name today, right now, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, today, guys, let's see, today's weather, we got some clouds today, overcast actually right now in D.C. We are cloudy at 77 degrees and our high is going to be 80. We got a chance of thunderstorms coming as well. Our high, again, is going to be 80 degrees. Detroit, Michigan, where I'm from. Whoop, whoop. Hey, Detroit, detail. We got partly cloudy right now, 81 degrees. And our high in Detroit is going to be 82. You got some clouds coming and expected thunderstorms around 6 p.m. this evening. Richmond, VA, you're right near us. So you are cloudy right now, 79 degrees. Your high is going to be 83. You got expected thunderstorms as well. It looks like thunderstorms are going to be going throughout the nation. 80 degrees, mostly cloudy today in Jacksonville, Florida. Your high is right now at 81 degrees, and you are expecting showers as well, thunderstorms to be exact. All the way out in London, your high is right now, 6 p.m., 7 p.m., your high is going to be 70 degrees. Right now, you're mostly cloudy at 67 degrees and cloudy. Atlanta, Georgia. I got friends out in Atlanta, Georgia. I want to give a shout out. Much love to you. Atlanta, Georgia, 75 degrees right now. Your high is 82 degrees, and you're expecting showers as well. We just need the rain, people. We just need the rain. Augusta, Georgia, shout out to Fats, DJ Fats, and Our Heart Radio family. Much love to you guys. Augusta, Georgia, you are 80 degrees right now, cloudy, and your high is going to be 82 degrees, and you got expected thunderstorms as well. All right, if I did not mention you, I love you, okay? I love you, and I know that your day is going and just amazing because God woke you up this morning, and he's in control and has the final say, so I decree that over your day today in Jesus' mighty name, and I'll mention you the next time, like Charlotte and Myrtle Beach. I haven't forgotten about you guys. Florida, you got rain right now. I just love you guys. All right, Las Vegas, all of you guys, love, 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 love. All right, so let's go right into the ministerial moment just for a sec. I want to just encourage you. My favorite scripture is Proverbs 3, verse 3 through 5. And it's just really lean not onto your own understanding and acknowledge me in all thy ways, and I will direct your path. And it's so easy for us to assume things when it comes to God. We even do that with our communication. We assume a lot. We assume. And so when God says lean not onto our understanding is so limited, and it's so much more clarity and truth with God. And this is where he wants us to be, because as we surrender everything to him, he is able to just reveal to us his truth. And so this is why it's so important for us not to lean onto our own understanding, lean not onto our own understanding and acknowledge him in everything. So what I've done to try to come out of this habit, we were all born into it. Eve wanted to know everything. You know, she we just was born into wanting to know. There was something there that the serpent was able to entice her with wanting to know everything like God. And so we were born into that, the sinful nature of mistrust and not trusting and wanting to know and wanting to figure it out and wanting to fix it and wanting to be ahead of the game. And, you know, we don't, a lot of us, you know, fear the unknown. We struggle with that and things like that. So God is waiting for us to actually become more dependent upon Him in every way. And so even in our thoughts towards other people, or our thoughts towards situations, or our thoughts about our own self, you know, where's our understanding coming from? If we're just coming into salvation and coming into, you know, learning the word and learning what God's will is and learning what His thoughts and plans are towards us and things like that, then we tend to, if we don't know that, then we tend to gravitate to what we see. And it could be worldly, or it could be just what we've been taught and things like that. So we just really have to just come into the place of just understanding that God is in control and we have to trust Him. I, you know, sometimes I can be transparent and say this. I've actually tried to lean on my own understanding in quite a few things because I didn't want to be hurt. And so a lot of times I would try to have scenarios. I would have scenarios in my own thought, you know, like, okay, and this is something that I was literally born into, actually, you know, things that I picked up on, things that I was taught through years of, you know, friendship. You got to be on it. You know, you got to see people and you got to know what's going on. And, you know, so you can protect yourself, but it's a false sense of protection. We really don't really know what's going on. And what we do is open ourselves up to quite a bit of, you know, the demonic strategies and tactics to keep us in confusion or disappointment or even looking crazy. You know, a lot of times things are just not what they seem. And a lot of times we assume things that are not so. And so I want to encourage you today to be challenged to literally, you know, surrender it to God. If there's something that maybe you don't understand, something that you feel maybe, you know, something that maybe hinder you, or something that may hurt you, or something that may distract you, then just surrender it to God. Because the moment that we start trying to figure it out, or trying to assume things, or try to allow, the enemy comes in with imaginations and all of these scenarios and all of these things, and he just wants to make it worse. He wants us to panic. He wants us to be in fear. And God did not give us the spirit of fear, but He gave us love, power, and a sound mind. I love that scripture, love, power, and a sound mind. And I love God because everything that we do has to have love in it. That's first and foremost. Everything we do, we prophesy, we preach, everything. He says without love, it means nothing. Okay. So then that's one major thing, because love casts out all fears. It's so powerful in itself, love. Because think about the love that God has for us. He loved us so much that He gave up His only Son. He loved us so much He gave us up His only Son, who conquered death in the grave, who conquered sickness and disease and infirmities, who conquered, you know, mental illness, emotional illness, broken hearts, whatever, from the least to the biggest. He conquered it all. So through God's love, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, His Son, that He gave up just for us. I mean, He redeemed us through His Son. We are redeemed through Jesus Christ. So it was because of love. So love is even more powerful than any power in itself. That's the way I take it. And so, because it's first. And so then we have power. He gave us power. That means we have all power and authority against all serpents and scorpions and demonic forces and imagination and wicked things and delusions and confusion. We have power over that. So we can call those things that be not as though they were. We can cast down those imaginations. We can cast them down. And then the next thing is a sober mind. If we operate in those two things and we know that we know that we know, then our mind will be sound. And I mean, this is such a blessing even to me. And I know this is blessing somebody. Your mind, he wants your mind to be sound, a sober mind. He gave you love, power, and a sound mind. And let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. Your mind needs to be sober and sound. No confusion, no chaos, no, you know, figuring it out and putting puzzles together and writing scripts in your head. And this one's going to do this to hurt you. And because you did that, this is going to happen to you. And because that happened, this is going to happen to you. Listen, give it to God. He says, lean not onto your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he will direct your path. And I just want you to be encouraged with that, because I know that he has done that. When I didn't lean on my own understanding in certain situations, I mean, he cleared the path. He made a way. It was totally different than what I thought. It was totally different than what I imagined. It was totally different than what the enemy, it was a totally different outcome than what the adversary wanted for me to have. And I say, there are struggles in your life. And I know that I have some struggles in my life that just a few. And when I say that, I mean that literally, like it, but the few could be connected to so many different things. You understand what I'm saying? It could be rooted and have attachments of, you know, this limb, tree limb. I'm thinking of a tree. This tree limb is loneliness. And this tree limb could be fear of rejection. And this tree limb could be abandonment, all because of fear of not having a relationship or not being in a relationship or whatever. And some of you may be having fear of poverty, and it could be, you know, a limb of, you know, you're always worrying about your finances, or you're always trying to get a buck, or you're, you know, attaching yourself to this person to get, you know, advanced. I mean, we just, you know, we have to surrender the rooted thing to God. And it is hard. I'm telling you, every day it takes practice. So let me give you something practical that you can do to actually help you through this situation. Okay. So what I do, and I was talking to my spiritual brother, Adam, and it made so much sense, because it's not so hard to not understand the issues that we all have. It's not that people don't understand it. It's really connecting with people that are willing to see it and willing to get it and willing to walk with you or support you or pray with you and things like that, and speak life into the situation and not settle for you being in that bound in that area. So, and thank God I have people around me like that. So this is what I do every morning and every day. First of all, I don't leave the house without praying. I'm praying in the morning because I want to be covered by the blood of Jesus. If it's some reason that I, you know, have to run out, I'm praying in the car on the way. Like I won't eat, like, immediately, as soon as I put on my seatbelt, I am praying. But I love spending those moments where I'm in God's presence, and I'm, you know, he's revealing to me his mysteries and his instructions and what he's expecting of me and what he sees of me. And I love all of that. But what I do is every day that I'm even at work, or even if, you know, training somebody, or if I'm writing something, whatever I'm doing, wherever I'm at, if a thought comes to me, I just say simply, I surrender it to you, God. I surrender it to you, God. I surrender that part in my heart to you, God. And ever since I've been doing that, God has been revealing to me his truth. And the Bible says the truth shall set you free. So I want you to be encouraged today by that. The truth shall set you free. So no matter how bad the truth hurts, you know, God can give it to you any way that he sees fit. If it's a mirror image of you and you have to look in the mirror and see, then that's what you have to do. But this is what I want you to want for you. I would like, and I know God wants this more than you or I want it for you and for myself too. He really wants you to just, no matter how ugly it may be to you, you're so beautiful to him. So don't allow condemnation to block you from surrendering it all to him. No matter how ugly it is, no matter how much you've been struggling with it, no matter how much you've been fallen in it, get back up and keep surrendering that part of your heart to him. I believe, just like the lady with the issue of blood, the man that, you know, was told to pick up your bed and walk, all of the men that was blind got healed. I believe there's a time for deliverance. Even Paul says it. You are the one that's going to deliver me. I do the things that I don't want to do, and the things that I do want to do, I don't do. Who's going to deliver me? I'm so ratchet. I'm paraphrasing y'all, but that's why you got to read your Bible. He says that, you know, and God is the only one that is knows the date and the time of everything, including your deliverance. But when you surrender it to him, oh, God, you give him the opportunity to come in. And some of you, it may have taken you a long time to get to this place. But I believe, God, as my voice is going across the airways right now, that if you surrender right now to God, whatever that is that got you in turmoil, whatever that is that the devil is tormenting you with, whatever that is that you keep falling, seeing yourself falling backwards and forth with like a yo-yo up and down and around, and you're confused and you don't know you're trying to fix it. If you just say, Lord, I'm done. I just surrender this part, this desire that I have to you. I surrender it. I don't know how deep it is. I don't know how far it goes. I don't know if it's even mine. It could be generational. I done picked it up and made it mine. But whatever and however deep this is in my heart and in my soul, I surrender it to you. All right. So I just believe, God, for you today, for your deliverance, your healing, and your freedom. It's just lean not onto your own understanding. It's time to cast all imagination, all confusion, cast it out, cast it down, take authority over it, walk around with your sound mind and your power, but first and foremost, your love, and know that God has everything in control, and he has the final say, and he loves you so much. So I just want you to know that. Be encouraged today. All right, we're going to go ahead and continue on with the show. In Jesus' name, we got Pastor J Moss on with us today. But first, I got to play my favorite song. He don't even know that I'm playing this, but before he comes on, he got to hear much love to this creative being. I'm telling you, now he's a pastor. I cannot wait to visit his church. I know the anointing is not only creative, but just powerful, and people are being set free and all of that. But we're going to talk more about all of that when he joins us right after this song, Faith, by Pastor J. Moss.
I believe in what you said. You do. Fame.
I don't need fame and fortune. I don't need honorable mentions. I don't need fancy mansion. I don't need it. All I need is faith. Than you, faith, and you believe in what you said. You do, faith, and you. I don't need no fancy cars. I don't need to be called a star. I don't need to be where they are. I don't need. 'Cause all I need is faith in you, faith in you, believe in what you said, you do, faith in you.
Welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Wow, you just are blessing the people this morning. God bless you.
I love that song. It is my favorite along with so many others. But listen, I want everybody to know this is Pastor J. Moss from Detroit, Michigan. Everybody, I'm familiar with Dr. Gina's radio chat. He's been on with us before, so some of you may have heard his interview once before. But those of you that don't know, you gotta just connect with this brother. I'm telling you, you're gonna be blessed. I have never met anybody like Pastor J. Moss. He is so creative, and it's just amazing. So welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you have opened up your listening audience and decided to share with us and our ministry once again. We appreciate what you're doing with just people in general having that passion to do God's work in so many areas. And I love the fact that you are very, very relative to us because we are unusual just like you are. And I think God is looking for those people that can do it different, say it different, bring it from a different perspective. And that's ministry, what we're talking about here. And that's where we just kind of connected. I saw your unusualness, and it connected with our unusualness. And here we are now, just changing the world one soul at a time.
I'm going to tell you the truth. Well, I know you have a big announcement to let everybody know, but I just want to just, you know, ask you a couple of questions. First of all, you have a brand new ministry. You guys have celebrated your 1 year anniversary. Is that correct?
That is correct. We're about 15, 16 months in now. And it's been a wild ride from the beginning.
I'm telling you, and that time has gone by so fast that I almost wanted to say 2 years, but I know that I didn't remember. But
feels like one year. It feels like it.
I know, and it's called Living Waters. Can you tell everybody where did Living Waters come from?
Well, you know what? The story is so amazing. We were just kind of sitting around our house, and when I say we, I'm talking about myself and my lovely wife, who pastors with me. And we were just sitting around our house on a Saturday morning, and sometime in 2016, and the Lord just dropped it on us like a ton of bricks. I want you to pastor. And the beauty of what we did, to make a long story short, is we didn't hesitate. We moved immediately. But what you have to know about James and Melanie Moss is that we weren't those people sitting around having this huge dream and endeavor and plan to become pastors one day. I didn't do this as a retirement plan. My wife didn't come off work because we just wanted to be pastors and flow in that lane. We were very comfortable. I mean, I'm Jay Moss, and she was very, very well accredited in her field and where she worked as a senior executive in marketing. We were just fine. And that's when God really deals with you. And I want people to understand this. It's when we get complacent. It's when we get too comfortable. That's usually when God comes in by force and says, hey, you're not just going to be a bump on the log. You're not just going to be comfortable in this. There's too much work to do. And that's how he hit us. And we just moved into action. Now, was the road all smooth and was it all comfortable? Absolutely not. There were hills, mountains, hurdles, rejection, and resistance. But here we are, 16 months later from the start date, which was March 5th of 2017, saying, hey, bigger than 200 members strong from the beginning, and we are just enjoying ourselves. Living Waters is in full functionality. It is in full swing. It is in full ministry mode. And we love every minute of it. We didn't know what it was going to look like. We didn't know how the baby was going to come out. We didn't know if it was going to have big ears or little eyes or small fingers. We had no idea because we never even thought of a plan like this. But God led us every step of the way, and we couldn't be more joyous about it.
Well, listen, I know that I've seen clips, you know, from people that seem like they are so refreshed and replenished and they look, you know, free and that like they have understanding and moral clarity and things like that from your posts and things. And you guys, you and Pastor Mel, you seem like you're very loving on God's people. What exactly would you say in Detroit sets you all, you know, apart, but yet, you know, like you have the arm and the leg and the wrist and the fingers, you know, in Detroit, right. There's a lot of ministries. What part of the body are you representing as far as delivering the message to God's people, and what function are you?
I always tell people that God has given us all a unique identifier, and you have to flow in that uniqueness. That's why he made you. I will praise him because he made me fearfully and wonderfully. And that's what we bring. We bring the love. Of course, when you walk through the door, it's mandatory that you get 3 to 4 hugs before you leave our facility. But even more so than that, God told us to do it in the way that it comes to us, in the creative way that it comes to us. And one of our ministers there, he kind of prophesied and spoke into our lives before the church even started really good. And he said we were going to be the church as unusual. And that just resonated with me because that's who we are. That's who God made me as, even an artist. And we just brought that same mentality over. And what the Lord spoke to me and he dealt with me and he said, is I'm not looking for those who are stuck in tradition. The world is changing. The times are changing. So there has to be different approaches. There has to be people open enough and willing enough to move in the way that I drop it into their spirit and not be confined to tradition. And that's what Living Waters is. We just move how God gives it to us. When you come, you never know what to expect. Sometimes when you come in, I'm going to be the first thing that you hear, the preached word, instead of waiting for a bunch of songs and the offering and the announcements, then preach at the end. You may hear me at the front. There is no set way of doing things at Living Waters. We just try to move as the Holy Spirit gives us that direction. And boy, do we have a high and mighty fun time in fellowship and worship with the Lord.
And you got a lot of graphics and everything. You got graphics in the background, and I mean, it is really, I'm telling you, it is an experience. It's not just church as usual. You're not, you know, the platform is colorful. Is you never know. You got jobs for everybody, Pastor. That's all I'm saying.
Right,
you know, you give everybody the opportunity to use their creativity and ministry. So it's the graphic designs, and it's the musicians, and it's the worship leaders, and you know, you got your pastors and your ministers. So it's not, right. It's just, oh God, it's just the way service should be. And I'm so glad that our culture, and I think that's why I'm really kind of excited about it. Because I feel like our culture may have been stuck for a little bit and the usual format. And it's great that you can go to Pastor Stevens' church at Elevation, you know, and see all of these, you know, creative things, or go to a Hillsong church and see all of these graphics. I mean, everybody's using their creativity for ministry. It's beautiful. It's colorful. It gives people opportunity to use their gifts, you know, putting up scriptures or, you know, putting up different designs and things like that that represents, you know, the message. All of that is ministry. So it's so good and welcoming to see our culture, you know, grasp this and really, you know, it is being accepted and it's growing. And like you said, you have 200 plus people now after almost going into 2 years. You might as well say the cup is full. I mean, it's going into 2 years. It's amazing. So listen, I want everybody to just really know, even with you, with your music, because some people don't know, you know, who is Jay Moss? Like, where did he come from? How did he start? I don't know how you don't know, because he's an award winner and just an amazing songwriter, producer. You've produced so many people, R&B. I think you done tapped in hip hop. I don't know everything. Can you tell people how God called you first? Like, just take us a small step by step, how you ended up right here. How did you start with all of this?
Well, it was God's plan from the beginning, even from a very young age, being saved and sanctified at 7 years old. I was born into a musical royalty family, if you will, with my dad being Bill Moss Sr. and my auntie being the late, great Dr. Maddie Moss Clark. And, you know, it just snowballed from there, being around it, it being in my DNA. And I knew from a very young age that God had a calling on my life. So even from being in grade school up to middle school to high school, it was always that pulling, that calling, that thing that's actually tugging on your spirit. And from there, of course, my dad paired me up with my brother, and we formed the group, the Moss Brothers. And from there, it just spearheaded. I went to college and became very, very attracted to production and behind-the-scenes movements and things of that nature. So that's how that thirst for being a creator, a music creator, a production manager, an executive, and in music, all of that started when I was at Michigan State University. And then, of course, coming out of there is where I toured with my cousins, the Clark sisters. I mean, we've done it all. We've been on the road with the quartet theme with my dad, the church theme with my aunt Maddie Moss Clark, and then, of course, the worldwide theme to the masses, being able to tour and go abroad with the Clark sisters. So I'd seen it all. And then one great day when I was about 30 years old, God laid on my heart this beautiful song that says, if I was a drummer, if I was a doctor, if I was an orator, we must praise. And then from there on out, it just took off like a rocket ship. And I just enjoyed the journey. So many people just want it fast. I call it the American Idol syndrome. Everybody just wants it now. You know, you do a couple of auditions and bam, you're at the top. And I just kind of love the fact that I had to embrace the journey from 7, 8, 9 years old up to now, you know, being in my 40s and happy about it, not ashamed to say it. All that wisdom that I acquired from being on the road, from meet and greets, from ministering from house to house, from being in the United States over to London, and the list goes on. I mean, it's so rewarding to be and having been able to see so many things that God has done along this journey. And that's who J-Moss is. I mean, when we hooked up with the Jam, we produced some of everybody from the pop game to the rap game to the jazz game. And then, of course, primarily the gospel game. We've loved it, every second of it. And all of that stuff, everything, all of those elements that I've seen over the years has made me who I am as a leader, a husband, a producer, a creator, and a pastor today. And I don't take any of it for granted. I count it a blessing and a privilege just to be in God's face, just to be chosen by him. Whether he wants to take me to Jake's level or Creflo's level or like you said, to Stephen's level, you know, it doesn't even matter. As long as I can reach a soul, as long as when he puts an assignment before me, I can turn it in and say, hey, Lord, did I get an A on this? And he turns it back and he looks at me and he smiles and he says, yes, son, job well done. Those 10 people that I assigned you to are saved. Those 10 people now know me. Those 5 people, it doesn't have to be 5,000. We get so caught up in the sensationalism of everything and the bigness of everything. But God is the only big one. Let him do that. Let him worry about the masses. You just be ready and prepared for the assignment.
Amen to that. So listen, I want to know, how did you all pajam? How did you all get together? Like, how did you start, you know, collaborating?
Doing commercials. Well, Paul and I, we grew up in the same church. We were in the Churches of God in Christ. So we just kind of knew each other. And then we became slight friends, you know, as we grew up. He was friends with my brother. He was friends with the family. And we would see him at the different churches when we would go to the musicals and things like that. And then later on in life, it just kind of came back around full circle. He was he had a contract with this reputable marketing firm here in Detroit, Michigan, and he brought me on and aboard, and we started doing some commercials together, and that's how the birth of Pajam came about. Us it actually doing Kmart commercials and things of that nature.
What?
And yeah, that's really how that happened. And then when we came together, the first project that we were afforded the opportunity to do was Finally Karen for my cousin Karen Clark Sheard. So that was our thrust. But before then, we had done years of just making commercials and jingles together.
Wow. It's just so much to you. I don't want to take up a lot of your time. So, because so far, I really want you to encourage people about the message that you said about that when your time comes and how God just gave you, it was a time, that moment where you wrote that song and it just catapults you into everybody just knowing who you are. And then the collaboration and how a lot of people it's a struggle for people to really connect with people and kind of work together, but it actually has just really benefited you and Paul that you guys are had come together. So I want you to encourage them on that. And also the fact of just going out there, not knowing exactly, you know, how long or how many or whatever, but your focus is just on being obedient and just, you know, letting God take care of his people. If they're meant to come to you and he's equipped you, then they'll get what they need. You know what I mean? So can you encourage people on those three topics?
You know what? I think you and I both are on this wavelength where in the Bible it talks about the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. Everybody wants it for themselves. Everybody wants to go it solo. Everybody wants to reach the top being the head. And Jesus said, no. I want you all to go out and spread this gospel. And as many of them that will come, let them come. That's what we're trying to do. The harvest is plenty. And a lot of times we mistake that harvest for stuff that we get.
oh, the harvest is plenty. That means I'm supposed to have a whole lot of money. I'm supposed to be famous. And, oh, my God, my church is supposed to be so big. No. The harvest was the spreading of the good news, meaning the harvest that we're supposed to get is huge. We got work to do. We have people to reach. And in order to do that, Jesus didn't send them out one by one. He sent them out two by two. He sent them out in twos. He sent them up paired together, and that let me know. And I tell my congregation all the time, you were meant to connect with somebody. So when God brings those people into your life, to sow into your life, to help you, to help boost you, or to even partner with you, don't reject that. Don't be so selfish. There's enough room for all of us. And the bottom line and the goal should be the harvest anyway, the spreading of the good news. And God will make sure that his manservant or his woman servant is taken care of. God will take care of his people. He always took care of the Israelites. He loved them, and he loves each and every one of you. But we got to move ourselves out of the way and allow God to do what he does. When he sends us people, gravitate to that. Pray about it. Be sober and vigilant. Go to the Lord and say, hey, is Johnny supposed to be with me? Is Sheila supposed to be with me? Is this the team that I'm supposed to have? And when God gives you that green light, go. Move ahead. Go. Fly. Put it in full first gear, second gear, third gear. Rev the engine up and just go by the unctioning of the Holy Spirit. So I always want to tell people that. I mean, God sent us a great team at Living Waters Church. I mean, when we started, we had nobody but ourselves. It was me, my wife, and my two kids. And like you said, he sent us graphic designers. He sent us a praise team. One of my childhood friends, her name is Dodie Alexander. And I came to her and I said, can you help me get my music department started? I got to focus on pastoring, so can you help me build it up? And we would cry on the phone with each other because nobody would come, no musicians. And you would think I'm Jay Moss, so people would just be lining up to be at my church. But it wasn't like that. God wanted it to be different. God didn't want me to build Living Waters Church off of the charisma and stardom of Jay Moss. He wanted me to feel like a real pastor, like a pastor that was starting up from the ground level. And God sent us everything we needed. He sent us accountants. He sent us lawyers. He sent us contractors and builders and electricians. He sent us marketing people. He sent us graphic designers, sound technicians and production managers. He just sent them. And they came and they said, look, we're not looking for salary. We're not looking to be paid. We're looking to partner with this because we believe that you heard God, and we could our spirit bear witness with you, our spirit, and that's how it happened. So I'm telling you again, in this segment of encouragement, when God sends you the people, embrace that. Pray about it and embrace it, and don't be afraid to share the wealth, to share the harvest with the others, because all it's all about is moving and bringing souls to Christ.
I love it. You and Pastor Mel are doing an amazing job, and your family and everything. And it's just so God. I mean, just the way he sends the help and everything. I know I can relate to it. People don't understand it, but it's just such a God thing. And that's what, don't lean on to your own understanding, good people. Just let God do what he got to do. So what is this amazing announcement? You guys were at Cast. You are at Cast Tech right now, having services right down in the heart of downtown Detroit. Oh, I miss Detroit. Okay, so tell us what this great announcement is. Drum roll.
You know what? After 1 year of serving in ministry, and God has grown our ministry exponentially, and we're so grateful for it. But after 1 year of ministry, we have now located our own facility, which we have purchased. We have the deed. We have the title. We are ready to go into our new Living Waters facility. It is in Detroit, nestled right in the middle of the neighborhood, where we can have an immediate impact. It's on Detroit's west side. And we can't wait to start having real Bible study. We can't wait to start having food drives and giveaway drives and church out in the parking lot. I mean, he's given us a 60-70 car parking lot right next to our church.
Oh.
And, even while we're in there building and knocking down walls and laying carpet and putting walls up and painting and things of that nature, the people in the community are coming by, walking in the church as we're building, saying, oh my goodness, what's going on here? How can I be a part? How can we support you guys? So God has just really opened up the floodgates for our church, and we are just so grateful. And I'm just going to solicit you all's prayers. you, Dr. Prince, with your audience and just everybody everywhere. You know, we need prayer as we go through these new phases, these new chapters. Again, we don't know what it's going to look like. God didn't show us too far down the road. We're just being obedient. And from what we see, I can tell he's smiling at us, but I know that things are ahead of us, and we just want to be equipped and strong about it. So we're asking that you guys keep myself and Pastor Mel in your prayers and the Living Waters Church family as we move further and further and deeper as we try to go from glory to glory and victory to victory in this new challenge and phase in our lives.
Well, this is a fantastic year to connect with them because they've had some amazing things happen this year. I mean, their one-year anniversary, 21 years right. in marriage, their son graduated right. from high school. All of that is on his social media. So if you want to connect yeah. with them, you need to go ahead and connect with Instagram on Living Waters, right? Living Waters on Instagram.
Yeah.
And
yes,
Inside J Moss.
LWC Detroit on Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. LWC Detroit. Look us up. And like you said, I'm on Instagram. You all have already been following me, and thank you for your support. I'm at Inside J Moss, but there are references to the church all over my social media sites. So thank you in advance for your connection.
And
with
you'll
us.
See how blessed their family is. It's really amazing. So I encourage you, but I got to introduce you before you go to comedian Gina G, my co-host, and she has something to say. She's been waiting to say something. So Gina G, what's going
okay.
on?
Well, good morning. Hello, Mr. J Moss, Pastor J Moss,
hey.
Just extraordinary.
Hey.
I just want to say happy anniversary to you.
Thank you.
And I had a quick, it's real quick, I just wanted to know, you know, what kept you pushing all these years through all of your ups and downs? I know, of course, God is a big factor, but who else around you keeps you grounded? Because I think that's very important to have, like you were saying, you know, you pray about the people he brings in your life, but who has kept you grounded through all your ups and downs, through your career and life and everything?
People who understand and are sensitive to the calling that's on your life. That's why I tell people all the time, circle is so important. I mean, it's one thing to just kind of be Miss Popular or Mr. Everybody Loves Me. But, you know, you really have to have and be selective about the company that you keep. You want people that are a deposit to your life, the people that are actually helping you and praying for you and pushing you. And God has blessed me with a great career team in terms of management and partners with our production and our recording company and things of that nature. We're godfathers to each other's children and things of that nature. And you all know him. He's Paul PDA Allen, and he's actually one of the head ministers at my church. He's also working the sound and a part of the sound and visual department at my church. So you need people in your life that are going to go through every chapter and phase of it with you. And then I can't say more about my family. Of course, my siblings, I've always been there. They've just come to my rescue so many times. And then my immediate family, my wife has just been my pillar. She's just been my strength. I mean, when I feel like I can't make another step or take another step, or when my blood pressure is getting high, or when she sees it in my eyes that I've taken on too much than I can handle, mm-hmm. she steps right in. And one, she keeps my kids in check and let them know, leave daddy alone. Daddy's working. Daddy's a provider. Daddy's an important person in terms of the kingdom. He has a lot of things on him and pressure, and she keeps that part. So I can keep my head clear. I can go and study, and I can go and be all that God needs me to be while she keeps my home in check. And then now, even as pastor, she's just kind of locked arms with me, and she kind of looks people in the face and says, y'all ain't going to kill my husband.
I'm
praying
I know.
For him. He's going to be a leader. If y'all need something from him, y'all call me. I got a lot of things. I got a lot of stuff built up. I got a lot of knowledge. I'm a professional. I got a master's degree. So she just kind of stands in front of me and covers my life, and I love that about her. So it just takes a great circle. I have great family around me, and God has just been a blessing in that area for me.
Wow.
That's
awesome.
A blessing. That is a blessing. And it's okay. And it's okay to not, like you said, to not have like 10, 20 people and 30 people. I mean, if you got to clear it out and start all over brand new, you know, start with the foundation and build up. That's what you got to do just to, you know, to keep you prayed up and covered and things like that. Because that's really what it's all about. That's the most important thing. It's got to be kingdom connection, point blank. And I think people get distracted with just the desire of having people around that. It's got to be purposeful. Everything connected has to be purposeful. Well, listen, how can people give donations if they want to sow into your ministry? Tell them that information too.
We are online at lwcdetroit.com. Go to the website, check us out. We've posted clips, we've posted future events, things of that nature, who we are. You can see myself and Pastor Mel there. You can see highlights of what goes on inside of the Living Waters Church worship service. So just connect with us. Look us over and just, first of all, just pray for us that God will continue to strengthen us and lead and guide us. But we definitely do need help. We are in remodeling stages, and we are very, very active in our community. When those hurricanes and things of that nature came last year with Houston and some of those other spots, we were one of the first to just kind of jump up and send what we had. We didn't have much, and many preachers were coming to us saying, you all just started. You're so small. You don't have to do anything. You guys get a pass. I said, no, we signed up to help. We signed up to feed the needy. We signed up to be a beacon and give and support. So that's what we do, and we cannot do it without finances. So go on over, log on to LWCDetroit.com. Go to the gift page and whatever the Lord lays on your heart to connect with and shoot to us. We will be very, very, very grateful for that. And we will also continue to pray and lift you guys up. And thank you so much in advance for your support.
All right. That's Pastor Jay Moss and his wife, Pastor Mel. We got to get y'all both on one day and get Paul on here so y'all can talk. Because y'all like the modern gospel Teddy. Not Teddy Wright. What's that group that those two producers that work with
Jam
Janet Jackson? Yeah, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. That's what I think about. When I think about y'all too, so dope. Anyway, it's so much, but I got to let you go. Pastor, I'm not going to hold you up because I know you got a lot of other things going on, but you're so welcome to come back on to Dr. Gina's radio chat. And I would love to do an interview with you and Paul talking about the music industry and just, you know, the way that you guys would love to, like what God has given to you to kind of like direct it. What direction is it going in and how does it sound? And, you know, I just would like to get into creative stuff about that. Maybe we can plan something like that in the near future, but I know you're opening up your brand new church. Tell them the address again, those Detroit listeners and surrounding area. Where can they go and when?
We are going in. Our deadline date was June 10th, but we may have to push it back maybe right after Father's Day. So just kind of stay tuned and connected to either my social media profile or the website, lwcdetroit.com. We were hoping for June 10th, but that may change, and we're going to post that within the next coming days after we have some major meetings, seeing what our progress is. And the address is 14516 West Chicago Street in Detroit, Michigan. 14516 West Chicago Street. And we are going to let the world know when we will be having our grand opening within the next 3 to 4 weeks. We are just excited about that. Thank you all so much.
I'm excited for you. Aren't you Gina? Don't you just feel the energy? Like I'm all giddy.
Yeah. So exciting.
I know, right? So I'm glad that you made that announcement. Something. We're going to share this interview also with the Keys Against the Enemy on the Charisma Podcast Network as well. So you'll get more coverage as well with that. And just, again, always so such a pleasure to have you on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Please leave a drop before you leave. Doug is going to wait for you to do that for us. Right, Gina? We appreciate the love.
He's better now.
Gina G going to come for you in Detroit.
Well, I'm telling you, that's where my mama's from.
I always want to speak into your life, and so many times you're just pouring out to us, and you're sharing your platform with everybody. But listen, I want you to continue to stay in your lane also, and God is going to favor and bless you in this new season. Mm. Because of your willingness and your courage to be different, to go outside of the lanes of tradition, God is going to reward you for that. I know a lot of times you can't tell anybody about the struggle and the tears and the pain that this endeavor causes your life, your personal life, the life between your family, your beautiful son. Listen, God is going to blow you wide open if you stay right there. Stay right there in his face.
continue to be creative, continue to push the envelope and press the issues. And God is speaking into my life to tell you it's coming in this new season. This season, not too many days hence, you're going to see the fruits of your labor. I know you've already seen him. I know he's already opened some miraculous doors, but you ain't seen nothing yet. Stay right there. Continue to push the envelope, and God is going to blow it wide open. You watch and see what I take.
Woo, I received that, Pastor Moss. Oh, my God. You got me teary-eyed. Like, God just showed you my whole heart and soul. Jesus. Yes, indeed. Thank you so much for that. And just many blessings to you and your family and at home and at Living Waters Ministry Church. I love you guys. I can't wait till we can come and visit and just be in the presence of God together and just celebrating his glory. Thank you so much, Pastor Jay. You're always welcome to Dr. Gina's chat. And Producer Doug is waiting on you, so don't you hang up, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, love. Thank you so much.
All right.
That was awesome, wasn't it, Gina?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it just filled me up today. I know it has filled you up. You probably overflowing over there, but I just feel so filled up and grateful to be a part of that interview and that conversation and that moment. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, it's so much to Pastor Jay that we can just go on for forever. But I know he got stuff to do because I got. you ever see someone and you just pull. It's so much to them that you can just add. Like it's so many different directions. Like questions I want to know. What was this like in that time? And what was this like when you was doing this? And I mean, that's amazing that there's someone out. You know, there's people out here that has so much that you can pull from. You know what I mean? And that's just what I love. I love that.
I love it. I really enjoyed that interview, Dr. Gina. That was wonderful. That was wonderful. It filled me up. I'm excited about any and everything that he has going on, and including you just on this journey, just the advice that he gave you, the Lord speaking through him. I'm just excited. I feel like my little circle is pretty good now. I'm good with my little circle.
Yeah. So tell us what's going on, girl. We I mean, do we have time? We don't even have time to take a commercial break. Let's talk about what's going on. No, let's talk about what's going on with Trending T. What's going on with Roseanne Barr?
Well, honey, that's the only tea I got for you because that tea right there is enough to fill up everybody. Roseanne Barr, honey, then messed around and made a statement late night. I guess she was late night tweeting. You know, that Twitter gets people in trouble every time. I don't know why they continue the tweet, but she made a statement regarding one of Obama's, I guess she was, you know, worked in his committee and his, around Obama when he was in office. Her name is Valerie Garnett. And honey, she made a statement somewhere along the lines between Planet of the Apes and with black people and the little baby that she had. Honey, let me just tell you, Roseanne has made one of the biggest mistakes in comedian television history. Her show is now being canceled. ABC pulled that right off. They don't want no parts of this racism. They don't want no parts. She was already a Trump supporter, you know, so we've already known that about Roseanne. She's already had a couple slips up. This one, I think, being her third strike, she's out. You know, I listened to Lunell, which is another female comedian. She was supposed to be a part of the show next season, so she's just really hurt and upset by it because the simple fact now 300 people are out of jobs. Because of what you wanted to do at late night in your bed, being a coward behind your computer or your phone, what have you, and tweet out some racist mess. Now, 300 people have lost their jobs. And, I mean, the show was the number one show on NBC. So it wasn't like, you know, they had any intentions to, you know, cancel this show, you know, anytime soon. I mean, it's number one. The ratings are off the chain.
It was rated number one?
Yes, honey, it's the number one show on the network.
What?
I mean, the season when she first came back at the beginning of the season on the first episode, it broke records. I mean, people were so excited to have Roseanne back because she's always been that outspoken. You know, she would say things that people wish they could say. Now, that's fine, you know, but once you get into, you know, racist babies,
You know, when you start talking about monkeys, you can't put monkeys and black people in the same sentence. That's just, come on now, that's just common sense. Baby. You, after Wakanda, there is no way you are able to put monkeys and black people in the same sentence. Now, black people know that. We don't even talk about monkeys. And, you know, we didn't have the little boy and the coolest monkey in the jungle. Come on now. Monkeys is out off limits. But, you know, Roseanne has really, really messed it up, honey. She's messed it up for herself. And, you know, it's just sad because everybody involved, you know, I'm sorry, everybody that's not involved but involved is, they're finished. You know, their check, their livelihood, you know, their comeback, you know, it's over with. It's over with. So she's done, honey. Roseanne, you can stick a fork in her. Her and Trump can go hang out together and be together because I don't know what other friends she got after this.
Wow.
I really, really, really don't. I really don't. Of course, you know, the playoffs, the finals, we got the Cavs and the Warriors again going into the playoffs. If you are a basketball fan, I was really hoping to see somebody else this year, but I mean, it's the same two folks, same two teams again. So I'm not excited about watching it. I think I'm going to go ahead and pull a Kaepernick on this and take a knee on these finals. I'm just done with looking at these same uniforms and, you know, looking at LeBron James carry his whole team. You know, it's just, Lord. If you're a sports fan, I'm sorry, but I'm tired and I'm taking a knee on these finals.
I have not watched one. I went to bed. I have not watched one. I've gone to bed. I don't even know. I just went to sleep. I've been going to sleep so early now. I don't even know. My days are running together. But you were on TV today. Tell us about that.
I was. I did. It's called The Lowdown. It's on Sling TV. If you have Dish Network, you can catch it there. It's on Afrocentric. It's a network. Well, they call it Afro now. It is a black-owned network, cable network. And the show is called The Lowdown. It's with a comedian, local comedian here in Orlando by the name of James Yon. And, I mean, we just had a good time. You know, he interviewed me, and we kind of went over a couple funny videos that he had pulled up online. And it's just, you know, it's great when you can do any type of press, when you can get any type of notoriety of, you know, who you are and where you've been and what you do and all that good stuff. So, I mean, I honestly just had a good time this morning. I was like, y'all need to hurry up. Because Dr. Gina Radio Chat starts at 11 o'clock. So y'all better get these questions out and let's keep it moving. But I had a really, really good time. So, yep, I will let you guys know when that airs. I didn't find that out this morning because, like I said, I got to get to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, which is one of my number one priorities. So I will definitely have the information for you guys next week. I hope, fingers crossed. But other than that, God has been good to me as well. Dr. Gina, I've just been holding on and keep working and checking out my circle. So far, it's you.
My circle is small, too. And you know what? It used to bother me, though. It used to bother me a little bit. Like, what's going on? But I realized just from listening to Pastor Jay that it's very important because, you know, the more you fight it, the more you hinder the growth of it, because everybody cannot be introduced or connected to the same people that he has connecting to you. See, we don't look at all that. So what if we got Joe Blow with us, and then we got, you know, the Marys with us. That was in the Bible. We got Marys and John and Paul with us. And then we want to bring, you know, Richard. And God don't want Richard to be with, you know, Paul and Mary and Mary. He don't want that.
Yeah, no, that's
so
true.
So it ain't even just about you. It's about, you know, maybe this Richard might affect Paul. Paul ain't ready for Richard. Or Mary might not be able to be around Richard because Richard might be a little hot. You know what I'm saying? If God wants us to do focused and purposeful things, we have to not be selfish and say, oh, I want them in my life because they do this for me. God says he supplies what you need and he gives you the desires of your heart, but your desires are what he gives you. They line up with what his purpose is. And so you know, I just want to encourage people that. So, yeah, it used to bother me. But those are things, again, you know, I think that's from not being, you know, from being the only child or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And so you want this big, you know, the sibling thing. And then, you know, my sister came when I was 19. I was good and grown by the time my sister came. But so, you know, like, but I've had to see God bring people that were for purpose. And it's just been an amazing thing. And sometimes, you know, the things that we used to do, so it really puts a demand on you, Gina. That's what it does. Yeah. It puts a demand on you to transform, because now you got people that's pulling on your gifts and your purpose and not what Gina want to do. Do you see what I'm saying? Yep. So then Gina has to die, you know, and live in more like Christ. So it's really God, you know, God is all purpose.
He always works, honey. Always is working. When you don't think he's working, when you think it's a simple interview or it's a simple phone call, it's a simple, you know, conversation, he's always in it. And I'm truly thankful for it. And I mean, I'm just, today's message and interview is just inspired me so, and I'm okay with not having no friends. I'm okay with, you know, no one calling me to go out and get drunk. And, yeah, I mean, I'm okay. You don't got to call me to go get drunk. I'm not going to go anyway. So you know what? I'm glad they ain't calling.
Right.
I ain't going anyway, so more better for me.
Well, listen, tell everybody where they can find you. We didn't have no commercial break. I love you guys. The Chic Shack. Let me just shout out the Chic Shack.
Go
to Instagram, the Chic Shack, and check them out. Love them. All my shirts, blouses, clothes, everything. Just love sunglasses. Whatever you need, go to thechicshack.com. Go on Instagram, the Chic Shack, and check out Domencia. She's a young entrepreneur. Love her gift, fashion styles, and all of that. Go check her out. Please go check out Salon Dewan. Go and check out Dewan at Salon Dewan. She will help you with if you have thinning hair, you got been diagnosed with cervical cancer or whatever, for whatever reason your hair is thinning, she can help you out with products that she produces herself. Also wigs that she also designs and makes herself. They're special wigs according just to your scalp and what you need. They are, what do you call that? They're not pre-done, but they're specially for you.
They made for you.
They are made
for
you.
Head. It's for your head.
Exactly.
There you go. It's custom.
Yeah, custom. There you go. Thank you, Jesus. That's what I love. Customly made for you. Go out and check out Salon Dewan. Go and Google her. Check her out. Give her a call. She's amazing, and she will hook you up. I'm telling you, she's the bomb. I love her with extensions. She'll give you all kind of hair extensions and products, whatever you need. And you can call her at 202-802-3098. And also check out Dr. Steve Green's Love Leads book. You got to go and check that out. He's also on Twitter, Dr. Steve Green. Check out his brand new book, Love Leads. Okay, tell everybody where they can find you and what you got going on.
Well, you guys can find me at Gina G Too Funny on Instagram and Facebook. That's Gina G, the number 2 on Instagram, and it's Gina G TOO on Facebook. You can find me this weekend. I'm supposed to be in Georgia with the very famous Coco Brown. I'm supposed to be featuring for her. They had a big storm there, and a big tree fell on the venue, so the guy's looking for another venue. So God willing, it still works out, but if not, guess what? I'm alive, God is good, and I will be just fine.
Yeah. So you can follow me on Instagram at Gina R. Prince, and you can go on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Facebook page. And my page is open, but I can't accept any more friends on Dr. Gina R. Prince, but you can go on there. But everything that I put on there, I also share on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You can check that out. I am on Twitter and all of that stuff, but I love me some Instagram. So if you really want to know how it goes down on a daily basis, check me out on Instagram at Gina R. Prince. And I don't have nothing going on this week. I have nothing going on. Just spending quality time with my son. Listen, you won't hear any dates. Oh, I'm going to go check out Dietrich Haddon and Leandra and Johnson and all of these. Everybody is going to be at the McDonald's. They're sponsoring a Gospel Fest concert. I will be there here in D.C., so you got to go check that out as well. All right. So that's what I'm doing on Friday. I forgot about that. Anyway, I'm doing that. I'll do some media stuff there. But listen, live healthy, live whole, living your destiny. We love you here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. A special shout out to Pastor Jay Moss, Pastor Jay and Mel Moss and Living Waters Ministry. And also special shout out to my sister, who I love and adore, a comedian, first female, I mean, what is it? Number one female comic in Florida. She got so many titles. I don't even know which one to say, but I know she's my sister. How about that? Comedian Gina G. Thank you so much. And my producer, producer Doug. We love you guys. Tune in next Wednesday. You never know who's going to be joining us live right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We love you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.